Station 2. Martin Luther, a wine grower. Bible text. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Genesis 1, verse 31. When we think of the reformer Martin Luther, one of the first things that comes to mind is the good Wittenberg beer that he liked to drink. But Luther came from an area traditionally known for its wine, and he also enjoyed the juice of the grape. He writes, "Beer is made by man, but wine has the testimony of the scriptures." His later home, the Black Cloister, had a large wine cellar with a store of Rhenish and Franconian wines sent to him by grateful German nobles. It also held his home-produced Wittenberg Simsenkrebsler, a wine of rather acidic nature. In his vineyard on the banks of the Elbe, there were some 600 vines. Once, when he was away from home for a longer period and feeling homesick, he wrote to his wife Käthe, "I have a longing for your beer and my wine." This was probably why Luther's friend, the painter Lukas Cranach the Younger, immortalized him in Wittenberg Castle Church as a dedicated vintner. His painting shows the reformer, along with other priests, diligently tending the vineyards of the Lord. In 1534, the Reformation reached Beutelsbach. With the return of Duke Ulrich from his exile in Hesse, Württemberg became Protestant. This led to the end of the monasteries, but the vineyards remained. Our proximity to Calvinist Switzerland did impose a certain ascetic austerity on the region, and with the arrival of Pietism, the second important reform movement whose effects are still evident today, many devout citizens became abstainers. The great reformer's inherent joie de vivre, however, and the daily awareness of the blessings bestowed by the Lord through viniculture preserved the Rems Valley's pietists from excessive self-castigation. Martin Luther encourages us to enjoy the heavenly gifts with gratitude and says, "If the Lord may make excellent large pike and good Rhenish wine, then surely I may eat and drink them."